Hey everyone, and welcome to Pool School by Swim University, where we help you keep your pool clean and clear all year. My name is Matt, and I'm the founder of swimuniversity.com, and on this episode, we're talking about how to drain water out of your pool. So let's dive in. Quick, if you want more help taking care of your pool, be sure to grab our free pool care cheat sheet at swimu.com/cheat sheet. The first method, and one of the fastest ways to drain water out of your pool, is by using your filter's waste port. If you have a sand filter or a DE filter, you can connect a backwash hose to your filter's waste port and use this to siphon water out of your pool. Just turn off your pump, connect a backwash hose to the waste port, set your filter to waste, and turn the pump back on. Water will start flowing from your pool through the skimmers and your pump and then out of the backwash hose. Just be sure to watch out for the water level in your pool. Now, once the water level drops below your skimmer, your pump will start sucking in air. So this method only works if you're draining a few inches of water that's above your skimmer line. The next method is similar, but it doesn't use your filter. Instead, you'll be using your pump's hose bib. If you have an in-ground pool, you should see a hose bib built into the plumbing near your pool pump. To use this to drain water from your pool, shut off your pump, attach your garden hose to the hose bib, turn on your pump, and open the valve. Like the backwash method, you'll need to watch your water level so it doesn't drop below the skimmer line. And this will take longer to drain since you're using a smaller garden hose compared to a larger backwash hose. But if you need to remove more water from your pool, or you don't want to put any strain on your pump and filter, well, that's where a sump pump comes in. A submersible pump, aka a sump pump, is designed specifically to be used underwater. This will quickly remove pool water, including anything below the skimmer. Simply connect a hose to the sump pump and place the pump at the bottom of your pool. Plug in the sump pump and it will start pulling water out of the pool through the hose, a garden hose. And some sump pumps will let you connect a larger backwash hose, which will help pump water out even faster. Finally, if you want gravity to do the work for you, you can just use a garden hose siphon method. This will take the longest to drain, but it's the most hands-free. Simply submerge a garden hose underwater in your pool, making sure the entire hose fills with water. Then, keeping one end of the garden hose in your pool, place the other end downhill outside of your pool. Now that you know how to drain your pool, where should all that water drain to? You'll want to drain any pool water directly into one of your home's sewer cleanouts, not into a storm drain. You can also direct the water into your yard, but that can damage your lawn and it's full of chemicals. And if you're dealing with a high volume of water, it's not a good idea. Always check with your local municipality for any draining regulations. And finally, here's a quick warning about completely draining all of the water out of your pool. If you have an in-ground pool and you completely drain it, you run the risk of the entire pool popping out of the ground. Without the weight of the water pressing on it, the pool can get pushed up and out of the ground. It's crazy, but it happens. The risk is even higher if you live in an area with a high water table or you drain your pool after several days of heavy rain. And if you have an above-ground pool and you drain out all the water, you run the risk of your walls collapsing. So just consider partially draining your pool and replacing it with fresh water in batches. And if you do have to completely drain your pool, say to make repairs or something, it might be worth hiring a professional. Remember, if you need more help with pool maintenance, be sure to grab our free pool care cheat sheet at swimu.com/cheat sheet. If you found this episode helpful, subscribe for more pool maintenance tips on your favorite podcasting app. And when you do, leave us a review. Your support will help more pool owners just like you find this show. That's it. Thanks again and happy swimming.